Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope your Tuesday is off to a great start. It sure is for my kids. Earlier this morning, we got a call saying that school was canceled today due to the snowfall last night. They anticipate the town being able to clear enough snow to reopen tomorrow, but they'll let us know more tonight. My daughter is currently making a list of all the friends she wants to invite over to play in the snow. My wife and I have been looking for opportunities for her to practice having conversations on the phone, and this seems like a great one. Now, here's what I find interesting. The call we got about school being closed and the call she'll make to her friends both happen over the phone, but they're different in one important way. Her calls will be conversations, while the call from the school was not. The message from the school was a recording of the principal. We heard what she had to say, but there was no way for us to talk back. When my daughter makes her calls, she'll speak, but she'll also need to listen and respond. This week, we're learning about prayer, and we learned yesterday that God is always with us and ready to listen when we pray. Today, I want us to think about how prayer can be more than just us talking to God, but it can be a conversation. Just like when my daughter calls her friends, she'll need to both talk and listen. Now, there are some situations when our prayers might feel more like a message we just want to share with God, like when we say grace before a meal. But that doesn't mean we can't listen, even for a moment. It's also true that sometimes God doesn't respond in that moment, instead choosing to do so later. But if we ask God a question or ask God for help and we don't stop and listen, it's like talking to someone on the phone and then hanging up before they have a chance to talk back. Now, for most people, most of the time, God doesn't talk back with words we can hear, like when we talk to another person on the phone. But for me, and for a lot of people, God sometimes talks back by giving us feelings like peace or joy, or by reminding us that we're loved and that God is with us. For example, when I have a big decision to make and I'm not sure what the right answer is, I ask God for help in making the decision. Then, as I think through the options, I'll intentionally pause and listen in case God wants to offer input. Sometimes God might give me a feeling like one option is better than the others. Other times, God might instead give me the feeling that whatever option I choose is fine, because in this situation, what's most important is remembering that God's with me. Let's take a moment for you to reflect with your family by answering this question. Why might God want our prayers to sometimes be conversations with God and not just us talking to God? This is a big question, and there's not just one right answer. So talk about it together and see what you think. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. For me, I think it's similar to why I want to have conversations with my kids. Because I love them, I want to get to know them and hear what they think about and what they care about. But also, because I want the best for them, I want to share my thoughts and the things I've learned when it'll help. And if I want to have that with my kids, imagine how much more God wants to share wisdom and comfort and guidance with us when we listen. As I did yesterday, I want to encourage you to give this a try. You can pray a simple prayer and invite God into the conversation. Remember, you probably won't hear any words, but you might get a feeling in your heart. And if you don't hear or feel anything today, that's okay. It doesn't mean you did it wrong or that God doesn't want to talk to you. It most likely means this is something that takes practice. We'll close now with the kind of prayer you could use to practice, and we'll do just a short pause, maybe 10 to 15 seconds. But later today, you could try this for a minute or two when you have more time. Dear God, I am grateful that you love me and find joy in helping me. I want to get better at listening for you so that some of my prayers can become conversations. Help me listen for anything you might want to share with me. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, whether you're heading to school or you have a surprise day off, have a great Tuesday, and I'll talk to you tonight.